two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Season special with KSL's Unrivaled. Utah plays for a berth in the Pac-12 Championship, and BYU takes on San Diego State en route to the Hawaii Bowl. Unrivaled's end of season special with Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Curie, Scott Mitchell, and Mitch Harper, our BYU insider, joining us in studio now.
So it's a lock, right? BYU is going to the Hawaii Bowl.
It's a lock.
Look,
I'll tell you why they're going. And I'll tell you why they're going to the Hawaii Bowl. A couple quality losses in there on their schedule. I think it's just amazing. Some of those amazing quality losses
Toledo
they had.
That was one for the ages.
That's what they call a non-quality loss. And you know what? That Washington game now is hilarious. That you beat Tennessee. Bowl eligible if you're BYU now. USC, number 22 in the college football playoff rankings, and Clay Helton looking more and more like he's going to keep his job, and I hope that's the case. And BYU now looks like maybe the best win for the Utes on their schedule so far.
And you know what?
And do you argue with that, University of Utah? Write it down.
No.
He said it.
No. Is it the best win on Utah's schedule? No, it's not the best win. It's a good win, though. It's a good win in that it was the first game of the season. BYU's always really good that first game of the season. But when you have a conference win at Washington, I don't care where Washington is right now, it's a team that's really had your number. That's to this point is the signature win, along with that really good loss at USC.
I have these texts that are coming in already, and you could send your thoughts to where your team is going to end up, or maybe I was saying this too. If you're a Ute fan, is this exactly where you thought you would be right now this time of the year? And I think a lot of people would say yes. You certainly
I wrote it down.
Scott wrote it down
a year ago.
BYU fans, did you think 7-4 going into the San Diego State matchup this weekend? And I think a lot of people would say yes to that as well. The weird road to get to that 7-4 might be a different discussion. Mitch Harper, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, joining us right here on the program. Mitch, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, happy to be on, guys. It feels like it's been a while, so excited to do this with you guys.
Your beard bigger?
Yeah, it's gotten nastier. It's more neck beard style. Like, it's just not very clean. I need to trim it up. I need to get cleaned up before tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I gotta do that.
You got family events to
you
go
know
to.
He looks like he looks like a young Santa Claus before you know in the old.
Is that a
that's a dig?
Is that a body that's, shaming?
No,
joke
no,
there.
No. Just no.
Scott, you know what? It's good you get this out on the radio and stuff because when you're doing the family activities this weekend, maybe when you say your aunt, you don't go. You kind of look like a young Santa Claus there with that beard you got going on, Auntie. You can't say that kind of stuff with the family.
Yes, you can. Look, did you ever see those Christmas specials?
Yeah, no, like Tim Allen.
Yes.
You look like a
That's what I was gonna say, Santa Claus.
No, it was pre that.
I shave in the morning. I look like this, Scott.
No.
Boy, this was, got weird.
It was totally meant as a compliment.
So did you think about maybe, I don't know, cleaning up that beard before you showed up on our special today, Mitch? Jeez.
It'll be cleaned up tonight.
Wasn't it like No Shave November
kind of stuff? Yeah, He's in that mode.
That's what I thought it was.
All right, let's get to BYU.
Yeah, you really need to fix it, though. Mitch,
we asked Tom Hackett, who came on about Utah, and we've been talking about this. The Utah team is obviously kind of storming all the headlines because of where they're at in the college football playoff rankings. Utah and BYU, of course, are the two biggest college football programs here in the state. And BYU is now at 7-4. The shift of their season happened after those Toledo and South Florida losses, and changes were made in some of the coaching. And BYU is at 7-4 now. Kalani has the contract extension. This is a good season for BYU.
Yeah, it's been a really good season, I think, for BYU. I think it's been a season that's shown tangible progress, where BYU clearly has improved from a season ago. And you got to be excited as a BYU fan out there if with the quarterback play, too. I mean, you got Zach Wilson, Baylor Romney, Jaren Hall returned to practice last night. He was going, so maybe he's going to be cleared potentially this weekend. So, you know, BYU, I think, feels pretty good about where they're going, and they got an opportunity to close out strong this season.
I look at where BYU is now versus where they were after that South Florida loss, and they're 2-4, and you're going, you beat USC and you beat Tennessee and you lose to these two guys. What are the changes that have happened in the coaching staff, and are they things that are going to have to be addressed also in the offseason with Jeff Grimes calling the plays versus Aaron Roderick calling the plays? Where does that sit?
Yeah, the offensive staff's going to be interesting, because I think that, you know, Aaron Roderick, I feel like he has full control over the passing game, and I think that Jeff Grimes is in control of the running attack. So how is that going to be distributed going forward, maybe into 2020? You know, I feel like Aaron Roderick is the lead guy when it comes to this offense right now, because I feel like Kalani trusts Aaron Roderick a ton. I mean, they go back a long time, and that's well documented. So I think there's a trust factor there with A-Rod. So when things got to a tight spot, as Kalani called it, when they were 2-4, he went to a guy that he trusted, and that was Aaron Roderick, to kind of oversee the offense in that difficult stretch when they were taking on Boise State. So I feel like Aaron Roderick runs this thing. And Jeff Grimes, it's this collaborative effort, but I feel like A-Rod oversees it. And Kalani is taking over the defense. He's very involved. You see him on Mondays with the team in those position meetings. So Kalani is very involved in the defense. Can that continue moving forward into 2020? I don't know about that. I feel like he needs to get he needs to be completely invested in Elisa Tuiaki, or he needs to hire someone to come in and be that DC going forward.
Mike Pulaski, who's the color voice of Cal football, played at Cal, was at Cal when Tom Homo was the coach. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, what was he like? He goes, one of the greatest guys in the world. Just have all the respect for him. But when he was coaching at Cal, he let his coordinators kind of go. And he was too nice. And it's not that you have to be a jerk about things. And I think there were some discussions with Kalani, because I've just been real impressed with how he's had to make those decisions you're talking about, kind of shaking things up a bit. That's uncomfortable. I mean, you go and sit in a staff meeting with all of your coaches and go, you're demoted, you're moved, you're changed, I'm taking over. That doesn't always sit well with people. And that's not an easy thing to do, because why? We all want to be liked. And I think there were some discussions to Kalani to say, hey, you know, let me tell you about my errors. I was too nice. I didn't just go for it when I had my opportunity. And I just continue to be impressed with the growth and with Kalani and him having to make those hard decisions. Those are not easy things to do. And I'm really glad that they were able to kind of turn that thing around in the middle of the year.
Let's take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. Mitch Harper is our BYU insider, kind of in the whole building, within a 100-mile radius, I feel like. Like that, there's one person who knows probably at all about this BYU team that doesn't work for the university. It's Mitch Harper.
And we're glad for that.
I love it. I love having him around. Awesome. It's one of those gratitude moments, Scott. We're thankful for Mitch
Harper.
Thankful
for Mitch Harper.
Taking the break here. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. BYU lost against number 4 Kansas last night at the Maui Invitational.
That's a shocker.
That's about as much as I want to say about the college basketball situation. But where is the health of this BYU football program going forward? We'll have much more to go. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled, a special here for you going into the holiday.
Right on time. Snow and ice. KSL is your daily resource for
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to Give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.